From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel cancels a Palestinian prisoner release. And the UN says Lebanon is now hosting 1 million Syrian refugees. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Israel has canceled the planned release of a fourth group of Palestinian prisoners over the Palestinian leadership's pursuit of further United Nations recognition. Israeli Justice Minister Zippy Livni said Palestinian actions violated the conditions for the release, which were contingent on the Palestinians refraining from making unilateral moves. White House spokesman Jay Carney said a delay in the release of a fresh round of Palestinian prisoners creates challenges, but that the Middle East peace process remains open. The Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman's office said he will fly to the U.S. Friday for talks on the crisis, including having a meeting next week with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The White House says a so-called Cuban Twitter communications network created by the U.S. government was a development program and not a covert operation. White House spokesman Jay Carney commented about the program today, responding to a report released earlier in the day by the Associated Press news agency.
This was an effort, one of a variety of efforts that the United States engages in as part of its development mission to promote the flow of free information, to promote engagement by citizens of countries, especially in societies that are non-permissive. Because we believe that is part of the essential right of every individual on Earth.
The AP reports that the U.S. government secretly financed the social network in Cuba in an effort to stir political unrest and undermine the country's communist government. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak vowed today to uncover the mystery surrounding the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. He made the remarks during a visit with Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott to the Australian military site where the search is based. Nearly 4 weeks after the plane went missing, a multinational team of ships and planes is still searching the southern Indian Ocean. Steve Herman reports.
Tony Abbott spoke alongside his Malaysian counterpart during a visit to an Australian Air Force base where multinational teams are staging a search the Australian leader terms the most difficult in human history.
We will not rest until we have done everything we humanly can.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak told reporters he remains hopeful something will be found.
But a new refined area of search has given us new hope.
Efforts are now focused on waters about 1,600 kilometers off Australia's northwest coast. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The United States and Algeria say they're working together to combat terrorism in North and West Africa by strengthening both security and economic opportunity. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Algerian Foreign Minister Ramante Lamara chaired a strategic dialogue on military and commercial cooperation in Algiers. Scott Stearns reports.
Secretary Kerry says the U.S. and Algeria are working to increase security coordination to fight drug trafficking and kidnapping for ransom that fund terrorism in North and West Africa.
We want to do this so that Algerian security services have the tools and the training needed in order to defeat Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups.
He said Algerian efforts in Mali and Niger underscore its constructive role in regional stability. There's been an increase in Al-Qaeda-affiliated violence across the region since the fall of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Algiers.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says Lebanon is now hosting more than 1 million Syrian refugees who have fled their country's three-year-old crisis. The UNHCR said the devastating milestone was reached today and that Lebanon is struggling to keep up with the influx. The UN has asked for more than $4 billion to aid Syrian refugees in the region this year, with nearly half of that total for Lebanon alone. Investigators are searching for answers in a shooting that killed three people and wounded 16 at Fort Hood, Texas, before the soldier suspected in the shooting killed himself. Authorities are probing whether the gunman's 4 months of service in Iraq in 2011 may have contributed to his actions, but have not yet determined a motive. An investigator says authorities would begin by speaking with the man's wife and expected to search his home and any computers he owned. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso, VOA News.